So the time capsule has certain advantages. One of these advantages is its nature itself, because the moment that you know that there is a time capsule, it will contain by default something that is very important in our case, let's say for the re-establishment of civilization in case of collapse, which brings us to the second advantage, which is the ability to combine this metaphor with a series of other metaphors. One would be the apocalypse metaphor, another one would be the kit metaphor, and also the operational manual metaphor, probably, since, again, by its nature, it can hold diverse elements. So in a time capsule, there could be a radio kit, so that in the new world, let's say, radio will sound again. There can be a part of the warm archive, and along with instructions on how to retrieve the information and the files or whatever will be in there. And it can also contain documents with, I don't know, with a breakfast protocol on them, for example. I think that because exactly of this diversity, that it has the potential to hold diverse materials in it, it's also a good way to include and to combine it with different prototypes, let's say, that we made, or we can hold in it moments of our work, but also moments of warm in there. Yes, and it also has the great advantage that it is portable. So a time capsule will not be big, it will be something that can be carried or hidden or built inside the wall, as Joseph proposed. And it does allow for collaboration. It does allow for work on content, and it does allow for work on form. The problem is that it cannot probably stand on its own. So if we would like to have a sort of show for our launch, we will need to accompany it with different other material that will be maybe material that will show what lies in the time capsule. So we need to make a sort of exhibition around it. But of course, then maybe probably this is not even a problem if it can be combined with the other narratives. Then it can also be quite entertaining, and then it can also bring us all to the important question of what do we consider essential for our for civilization? What would we like to keep, and what would we like to throw away? So it's an essential question regarding archiving and archival practices.